Thank you, David. I do regret not being here last night. As I think Gil explained, perhaps that I had some other pastoral duties, but my heart was with you. I am just so thankful for Mockingbird Ministry, and especially for their grace-filled thrust of their ministry. I understand last night's talk by Paul was absolutely brilliant. I look forward to hearing that on the on the web. I love the picture that you've used, David. I don't know whose creativity that was. The picture you've used to promote this conference, "Grace Rest in the End of Scorekeeping." That's just so indicative, I think, of what you guys are all about. But when I saw that picture, that scoreboard has a special significance to me. I've talked about, and you guys here from the Advent will remember that I've talked about from time to time, about someone that I know personally is a man that is in his 60s, and his father has been dead for a number of years. But why is it that this man has this recurring fantasy-like dream that keeps going over and over in his mind? And in this dream, he's on a football field. he's on a football team, and it's the end of the game, and the score is tied, and he's the field goal kicker. There's 1 second left on the scoreboard, so the coach sends him in to kick the field goal, and he kicks the ball, and the kick is up, and it's in the air, and it's good. And in the crowd, his father is there in the crowd. And when he kicks it in, you know, obviously his team wins, and the father is greeting people on his left and on his right, and people that are above him and below him, and his father has tears in his eyes, and he's just saying, you know, that's my son. That's my son. Now, I've told that several times here at the Advent. What I have not told you ever until this morning, or admitted could be, is that I am the man. That story is about me. And I think it's just in my DNA, so to speak, to believe that I had to earn my father's love. And we all know that that is somewhat of a subset of what we are conditioned to believe that is true about our relationship with God. Nolan Ryan, for you baseball fans, Nolan, also called the Ryan Express. He's a former Major League baseball player, one of the greatest that ever lived. Pitched in the Major Leagues for 27 years, which is a record. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999. He often, more than any other pitcher that ever lived, threw more fastballs that were well clocked over 100 miles an hour. And even when he was in his 40s, he was consistently clocked with 95 miles an hour heat. But he said something once, Nolan Ryan did, that I've never forgotten. It's always stuck with me. He said, "You're only as good as the last game that you pitched." And wow, you know, that's something that kind of just stuck in my heart. You're only as good as the last game you pitched. Indeed, it's been said that there are only two, basically, that there are only two religions in the world. And one is human striving to ascend to God, human striving to get right with God. And the other is the good news of God reaching out to this broken human race and giving us His grace, giving us the gospel. And the gospel surprises us and indeed brings to us grace, rest, and the end of scorekeeping. And that's what I particularly love about the story of the penitent thief. David said that he gave me 5 minutes to do my devotion, he said, and to bring a scripture. But if there ever was a man who brought absolutely nothing to the plate, But a plea for mercy, it was this malefactor. So I will just end this with a reading from Luke's Gospel, the 23rd chapter, beginning the 32nd verse. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to the place, which is called the Skull, they crucified him. And the criminals, one on the right, one on the left. Down to the 39th verse. One of the criminals who were hanged railed them, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he looked at Jesus and said, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." May God draw reluctant hearts and now give doubting souls courage to believe this, for Jesus' sake. Amen.